This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And the letter R continues. Marshall Royal, who for years was the lead alto saxophonist for Count Basie, kept the saxophone section in wonderful shape for many years. And also, and rarely, and unfortunately rarely, played the clarinet. And so I brought something with him playing the clarinet for you. Basie's band, 1956 for Verve. The trumpet player that you will hear here is Joe Newman. And the clarinetist, Marshall Royal. Ernie Wilkins, Blues, Inside Out.
Thank you.
Count Basie and his orchestra, 1956, for Verve Records, and Marshall Royal, who leads the saxophone section on his alto, playing a beautiful clarinet solo, Joe Newman's trumpet, Ernie Wilkins' arrangement, and also Count Basie's beautiful piano playing as well. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Jazz in the Olympics, a traditional jazz festival in Fort Angeles. This three-day event features 11 jazz bands performing in four separate venues. New this year, swing music with dance lessons between sets. All day Saturday at the Elks. Information online at jazzolympics.com.
Now to Alan Reuss, R-E-U-S-S, guitarist, known primarily as from his work with Benny Goodman's orchestra starting in the mid-30s. And it's an interesting story. He was studying with George Van Epps, who was the guitarist in Goodman's band. When Van Epps decided he had to leave, he recommended to Benny Goodman Alan Reuss. Alan Reuss came in. And as rhythm guitar, great rhythm guitarists will do, as well as solo, he would branch out with other members of Benny Goodman's band to small groups that were formed outside for other record companies. Here's an example. Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Wilson's Piano, 1936 in Los Angeles for Brunswick. Ralph Ranger, another R, and Leo Robin were involved in writing Here's Love in Your Eye. Alan Reuss on guitar, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, 1936. Thank you. Alan Ruth playing the guitar in Teddy Wilson's band, 1936 in Los Angeles for Brunswick. Here's Love in Your Eye, written by Ralph Ranger, lyric by Leo Robin. Sung for you by Helen Ward. Chris Griffin, trumpet, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Vito Musso on tenor saxophone, Wilson piano, Ruth's guitar, Lionel Hampton vibes, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on the drums. Corky Corcoran, great tenor saxophonist, who is well known for his place in Harry James' band, getting in there, I think, when he was about 16. I knew him. He lived in Tacoma. And had quite a career. Beautiful player. He had a band for Keynote Records, 1945, and he hired Emmett Berry to play the trumpet, Willie Smith to play the alto saxophone, he himself on tenor, Dodo Marmarosa at the piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Ed Mihalich on bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. Thank you. Corky Corcoran, his tenor and his orchestra, 1945, for Keynote, with Alan Roos playing the guitar, Emmett Berry trumpet, Willie Smith alto saxophone, Dodo Marmarosa at the piano, Ed Mihalich on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums. We heard Minor Blues, pretty much put together by everyone, and Corcoran's You Know It, 1945, Alan Roos on guitar, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at the website sfjazz.org.
Now to Betty Roche, R-O-C-H-E, with an accent on the E, 1952 for Columbia Records.
I love my loving lover. He is as fine as wine. I love my loving lover. I always thought he was mine, but love must be blind, 'cause now he ain't mine. I love my loving lover. He's as sweet as he can be. So please somebody send that lady's husband back to me. I've got it bad. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Yes, I've got it bad. Now, baby, I'll tell you when. I said not now, baby, I'll tell you when. Not quite so often, just every now and then.
It's me you're wronging. I'll tell you I believe it, that you turn away this romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I have one more chance to prove it. My life will wreck your making. You know that I'm yours, just for the taking. I'd gladly surrender, baby. Take me as I am, body and soul. Sweet blippy doo. Sweet, sweet, dee, oops, sweet, dee, ah, swap, dee, ah, sweet, sweet, dee, blah, pop, dot, blow, dee, bam, ba, ya, 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 I can't conceive it, it's hard to believe it, that you turn away, turn away, turn away, turn away, romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I have one more chance to prove it. My life will wreck you, take it from you, so I'm yours, for the taking.
Betty Roche with Duke Ellington's Orchestra, 1952 for Columbia Records. I Love My Love and Lover, written by Duke Ellington. And Body and Soul by Johnny Green, Eddie Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Eaton. And High Trumpet Work in there was by William Cat Anderson. And if you thought you heard Betty Carter, then you know one of the big influences on Betty Carter had to be Betty Roche, right there. I'd like to chase a composition. That means different people doing it. In this case, two different groups. The composition is You Are Too Beautiful, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for a 1932 film called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. And trying to lighten up the depression, I guess. It was introduced, interestingly enough, by Al Jolson. We will hear Pete Rugolo's arrangement, his orchestra of it, for Columbia Records, with some fine work on tenor saxophone by Bob Cooper. Then, so we might hear Larry Hart's beautiful lyric, Sarah Vaughan, with Roland Hanna at the Paliena.
You are too beautiful, my dear, to be true, and I am a fool for beauty. Fooled by a feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you to me. For one lucky, fool to be with, when there are other men with eyes of their own to see, sharing, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with that? It's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty. I'm a fool for beauty.
Isn't that something? You can find that, you know, you go out and hear some people that are doing the art. Chasing You Are Too Beautiful, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, 1932, performed by Pete Rugolo and his orchestra, 1954, for Columbia, an arrangement by Rugolo, with tenor saxophonist Bob Cooper taking a beautiful solo. And then Sarah Vaughan and Roland Hanna at the piano, You Are Too Beautiful, 1982, in Hollywood for Pablo Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Antioch University, Seattle, offering graduate degrees in education that prepare students for a career in teaching. Open house Tuesday, April 21st at 6 p.m. Information at antiochseattle.edu.
One of the things I like to do is to bring you the art in different places other than just where it was in a recording studio. I'm glad we have that, of course. Early on, record companies decided to put a wire into a place where musicians were working, and I call it On the Job. We're going to go now to Henry Minton's Playhouse in New York City. It was up on West 118th Street in the 200 block, I think. Something like that. Ben Riley is the alphabetical R, and he plays the drums in this band. The band is led by a couple of tenor saxophonists, Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Johnny Griffin. Junior Mance plays the piano. Larry Gales plays the bass on the job right now, right here.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. That's a set, like in mathematics, a group of numbers, and here, a group of numbers in music. It says, if you were to go into Henry Minton's Playhouse in New York City that evening, you would be on the job with Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Johnny Griffin, their quintet, their two tenor saxophones. By the way, Davis soloed first. Who else? Junior Mance, piano, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley, the alphabetical person here, playing the drums. What'd they do? Woody and You for Woody Herman, written by Dizzy Gillespie. Bingo Domingo, written by Davis. And I'll Remember April, written by Gene DePaul, way back in about 1941, I think. For Prestige Records, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Johnny Griffin Quintet with Ben Riley on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Now, from an on-the-job situation, I want to go to a rehearsal. I got these tapes from Jimmy Rolls. His name starts with R, and he's here playing the piano and doing the arranging. And the vocalist is Sarah Vaughan. It's the early 70s. The musicians and the friends and all of that, neighbors came in to provide kind of a backdrop of applause and all while they're working out these. So here's Jimmy Rolls and Sarah Vaughan and the band in a rehearsal tape from the early 1970s.
There's danger in your eyes, Cherie, but I don't care. I'd give up paradise, Cherie, your love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's but oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, Cherie, and kiss and kiss. Just tell me thank you. There's danger in your charms, Cherie. But oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, Cherie. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, Cherie. But and Joe, who used to be Jack. that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan.
Jimmy Rolls and Sarah Vaughan, rehearsal tape. And there are two more, and they will be joined. Well, first of all, Monty Budwig was playing bass there. You could certainly hear him. What a beautiful sound. Donald Bailey on drums. Teddy Edwards is going to come in and play tenor, and Al Aaron's trumpet. What'd they do? There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, a 1929 composition by Pete Wendling with Jack Meskill's lyric. And The Folks Who Live on the Hill, Jerome Kern wrote that, Oscar Hammerstein II, the lyric from a film from 1937, you may have seen it, called High, Wide, and Handsome. I'll be back with two more, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Design Center and Eyes on Design 2009, April 25th at the Design Center, featuring Vern Yip, host of HGTV's Deserving Design. Visitors can meet interior designers, see showrooms, get home decor answers, and design ideas. Information and tickets at SeattleDesignCenter.com.
Each look becomes a prize of my possession. I love that face, it just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare, but never will these eyes sight that could replace that face, that face, that face. Uh-huh.
such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from any angle. I love those eyes, oh dear, that fabulous smile. She laughs and spring goes right out of style.
He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in a same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me the bleed. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a whimpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? Long for the day when I'll cling to him, bewitched.
and group and Saravan, early 70s. That comes from a rehearsal tape that Jimmy sent me over 20 years ago, I guess now. In the band, Monty Budwig on bass, Al Ahrens trumpet, Don Bailey drums, Teddy Edwards tenor saxophone, Jimmy on piano, and Sarah singing. That Face comes from 1957 Alan Bergman and Lou Spence and Bewitched Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, 1941 Pal Joey. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Washington State Nursery and Landscape Association, reminding listeners that WSNLA member nurseries and landscapers can help create sustainable gardens using flowers, vegetables, and fruit trees. Information at WSNLA.org.
Now, Jimmy Rolls and Stan Getz, 1975 for Columbia Records, and Jimmy's The Peacocks. This comes, as Jimmy told me the story, he was working as a studio pianist in NBC studio in Los Angeles. And when he left work at night, he'd go by the zoo and park outside a little bit from the Peacocks, and he liked to roll the window down and start them going, as he said, by whistling a certain way. So that melody that they came back to him with was the basis of this wonderful C minor theme. Here's Jimmy Rolls, Stan Getz, and the Peacocks. Thank you. Jimmy Rolls at the piano, Stan Getz tenor saxophone, 1975 for Columbia. And Jimmy's composition, The Peacocks. And I'm going to change tapes here. The Peacocks became pretty famous for him in that many artists used it, played it. It was part of a film called Round Midnight. You may have seen that. And along the way, Jimmy got tapes from people and discs where they did it. One he sent me was done in 1989 by Elaine D., a vocalist, who does the Peacocks. This is her interpretation of Bill Evans, the pianist, who performed the Peacocks on one of his albums. And so what she does is she does the interpretation of his right hand while singing Jimmy Rolls' The Peacock. She's accompanied by Henri Florens on piano, Eddie Gomez on string bass, and this is Triple L, if you can find it, LLL Disc, Paris, 1989, Jimmy Rolls' The Peacocks, sung for you in French by Elaine D.
Du charme de cette vie, gré-moi toi, rêve, pense que tu existes aussi. Maintenant elle est partie, tu sais qu'elle ne souffre plus, mais sache que tu as quand même vécu une vraie vie. Écoute-moi, ma douce, pousse-toi, rien peut encore terminer. Rappelle-toi, mes amis, où tu as été déporté. Tu as bien souffert d'avoir eu. Et pourtant tu es encore là, tu as su naviguer dans ce camp de la mort. Pourquoi pas ça? Pourquoi pas? On est tous avec toi, mais on sait pas quand de la remplace à jamais ta jolie dame.
No,
Singing for you from Paris, 1989, with Henri Florin on piano and Eddie Gomez bass, and Jimmy Rolls the Peacocks, an interpretation of Bill Evans' piano solo, and she sang in the improvisatory section his right hand. Elaine D. right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at the website sfjazz.org.
And as I said at the top of the program, I'm continuing on with the letter R, which includes ragtime. And Craig Ventresco is going to come in now with his guitar in 1995 for Ryko Disc and play Wall Street Rag. I think appropriate, maybe I should put an S on it, Wall Street Rags by Scott Joplin. Craig Ventresco on his guitar, solo guitar, and Scott Joplin's Wall Street Rag, 1995, for Ryko Disc. Now I'm going to chase Joseph Lamb's beautiful Ragtime Nightingale, played first on the guitar by Ventresco, and then David Bodinghaus on the piano. Ragtime Nightingale, written by Joseph Lamb and performed first solo guitar by Craig Ventresco, and then on the piano by David Bodinghouse, 1995 for Ryko Disc. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now, to Count Basie and the singing of Jimmy Rushing. Some of these are 1943 and some 1944. There was a big strike between the Musicians Union and the big record labels at this time. Nevertheless, there were efforts to send music to the people involved in the war effort, WW2. The Armed Forces Radio Service, a big move that way, and this is one of theirs. And you might have seen or heard me talk about V-discs for Victory. And so, from 1943, 1944, for the Armed Forces Radio Service, Jimmy Rushing, singing with Count Basie and his orchestra.
I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, ooh, always have. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we gonna move away from yam. I don't want no ice man. I'm gonna buy me a Frigidaire when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody. Ooh, always have. Stop that grocery boy and keep him away when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, ooh, always hanging around. It may seem funny, honey, funny as can be. Now we've got 8 children, and none of them look like me. That's why I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, ooh, always hanging around. Mm-hmm.
time. I wear brush clothes and white shoes all the time. Get 3 C's and a D. Take checks from Home Supply. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. But I love my Vincent, baby, until the day of doom. Reinhardt, Reinhardt, I'm a most indifferent guy. Reinhardt, Reinhardt, I'm a most indifferent guy. And I love my baby. That's no Harvard good to you. There's nothing nothing too good for a gal that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? You got a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a cat-like car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a gal that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Got a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a cat-like car, and everything. The way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Rushing with Count Basie, 1943-44 for Armed Forces Radio Service. And Jimmy Rushing doing the singing for you there. Buddy Tate, if you heard a tenor sax. And the last one, Rudy Rutherford, another R. Rutherford played clarinet and saxes at this time. Dickie Wells' trombone was in there. Basie's piano, of course. I'm going to move to The Outskirts of Town by Bill Weldon and Harvard Blues by Tab Smith and George Frazier. Gee, Baby, Ain't I Good to You by Don Redman. Jerry Rushing and Count Basie right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Swedish Heart and Vascular Institute at Swedish's Cherry Hill Campus at 17th and Jefferson, home to more than 90 cardiac and vascular specialists and an advanced cardiac center. Information available at swedish.org/heart.
I return now to Richard Rodgers because his material is there to be used, and also in this art was used over and over again, as it should have, in many ways. In 1927, for the musical Babes in Arms, he gave us this one. It's called Where or When. Stan Getz would like to come in now and play it for you.
Master number 21,225, take one.
28 bars, Lou, this is it. Thank you.
Stan Getz performing Richard Rodgers' composition, Where or When. Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy at the drums for Verve Records in Hollywood, 1957. Here's a rare one by Rodgers called Babies Awake Now, written by Rodgers and lyric by Lorenz Hart, 1929, and the musical Spring Is Here.
Baby can do things, ready to shake her chassis. Baby has new strings. Baby can learn how. Baby can dance rings round every other lassie. Baby can do things. Her deportment is so mild. Mammy, get your wondering wild child. Beat on a big drum. He's making her fun. Turn up the baby's cradle. Baby's awake now. Out of the ether, into the air. Baby opens her eyes and cries, let the party start again. How does her nose and fixes her hair, sees how the landscape lies and sighs. Bring your baby all of me and then. Out where the wild gardenias grow, Phoebe has got her chance. So let her big drum. She's making her bow. Turn up the baby's cradle. Baby's awake now. Turn up the baby's cradle. Baby's awake now.
Lee Wiley singing for you from 1940 for Gala Records. Rodgers and Hart's 1929, Babies Awake Now. Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Bud Freeman tenor saxophone, Joe Bushkin leading the band from the piano, Artie Shapiro bass, and George Wetling on the drums. Lee Wiley, 1940. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering a UW degree in Tacoma for freshmen, transfers, and graduate students. Learn more about UW Tacoma's bachelor's and master's degree programs at an open house Thursday, April 16th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Details at tacoma.washington.edu.
Thank you.
Bill Evans' trio and Richard Rodgers' 1938 composition Spring Is Here for Riverside Records. Scotty LaFaro bass and Paul Mordian on drums. So we might hear Lorenz Hart's lyric, Chris Connor, 1954 for Bethlehem Records, accompanied by Ellis Larkins at the piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, Beverly Peer on string bass.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the walls entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I hear. Spring.
Chris Connor, there for you, singing Spring Is Here, 1954 for Bethlehem Records, with Ellis Larkin, piano, Everett Barksdale, guitar, Beverly Peer, excuse me, on string bass, and she gave us the verse as well as the chorus being the part that's usually sung, the one we remember mostly. In 1934, Rodgers and Hart decided to just write a song. It didn't have anything to do with a musical. It had nothing to do with a movie or a review or a radio program or whatever. 1949, Mel Torme with an arrangement of Pete Rugolo is going to do it for you.
Saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own.
A couple of them for you from the pens of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Blue Moon, written in 1934, sung for you by Mel Torme in 1949. And The Lady is a Tramp, written 1937, performed by the Earl Garner Trio in 1961 with Eddie Calhoun, string bass, Kelly Martin, drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy, working to provide clean energy to the region for more than a century. Last year alone, PSE energy efficiency programs helped people reduce their total carbon footprint by more than 450 million pounds of carbon dioxide. Details are at PSE.com. Puget Sound Energy, the energy to do great things.
I'm going to end the program today with Chasing Little Girl Blue, written by Rodgers and Hart in 1935 for Jumbo, for all of you that remember that and the fun that was. Thad Jones, followed by Ella Fitzgerald, followed by Dave Brubeck.
His tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. There and care. girl, you're through. Sit there and count your little fingers. Unlucky little girl blue. Sit there and
1935 composition by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, performed for you here three ways. First, 1956, Thad Jones, his trumpet, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Oscar Pettiford, bass for Blue Note Records. Then Ella Fitzgerald, same year, 1956, for Verve, doing a Buddy Bregman arrangement of Little Girl Blue. And then 1955, Dave Brubeck Quartet, Brubeck Piano, Paul Desmond, Alto Saxophone, Bob Bates, String Bass, Joe Dodge on drums, and their version for Columbia of Little Girl Blue. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.